It is not every day that I can showcase somebody on this podcast who has taken their podcast full time, and Elena has done that. This is a pretty quick rapid fire episode. It's basically going into why should you start a podcast and then what does it do for you? And Elena is going to tell you all about it. It's changed her life. This is her second podcast, so we're going to talk a lot about that too. But really, the crux of this is if you're looking to go full time with a podcast, these are some of the things that you can begin to think about. So I really appreciate you tuning in, and make sure, as always, you hit that follow and subscribe button. No matter what platform you're on, that's the best way you can support the show. All right, let's get to the episode with my friend, Elena Cicatelli. Elena, we are here again, about 6 months later, lots of updates here. For those who haven't seen the first episode that we did, it's out there, so it'll give you a little bit of extra context. Today is a little bit more rapid fire, a little bit more of a speed round, but it's all podcast oriented, everything podcasting. And you're a two-time podcast host. And so if you could, yeah, for those who maybe haven't seen the first episode that we did, fill us in. What is your podcast? What is it about? And then we will get right into what you're doing with it.
Absolutely. Well, first, I got to start off and say that I am a Ryan Sullivan super fan. And I aspire to be as cool as Ryan Sullivan on LinkedIn. So let's just start the show that way. On that note, so the show is called EVs for Everyone. It's almost a year and a half old now. In the last, I would say, 6 to 8 months, the momentum on the show has just exceeded all of my expectations that I had going in as a like you said, second time podcaster. I had a little bit of a roadmap ahead of me where I was like, okay, I know I definitely want to do this. I know I definitely don't want to do that. So I had kind of that unfair advantage going into EVs for Everyone. But it is a show for automotive professionals from the dealership on the retail side, all the way to the OEMs, the car manufacturers, to fleets, to software as a service, technology companies, charging, infrastructure. Everybody wants to talk about electric vehicles. There is a, we're kind of in this moment in time where everyone has an opinion about it. Everybody wants to talk about it. So as a podcaster, that's just like, oh, let me just collect all of this goodness, because no matter what side of the fence you're on with electric vehicles, it's a topic of conversation. It's always in the headlines. So that, I think, has helped. I'm kind of riding that, or as they say, newsjacking, if you want to get really technical. But so EVs for Everyone, I'm a full-time podcaster, Ryan. And when I did Sidepeak Central, which is how I met you, which was back in, this was pre-pandemic, this was like 2019, back when I first originally had met you off of Instagram. But I mean, with Sidepeak Central, I was not monetizing the show at all. I mean, it was an experiment. I got a lot of really cool press and PR from it. I got a Forbes write-up. I was on the New York Stock Exchange talking about, I mean, so there were things that were happening with the show, but I never monetized it. So, which is, you know, so I had that as a primer, and then going into what I wanted to do with EVs for Everyone. So the show is the full-time job. I am now founder, CEO of EVs for Everyone.
That is incredible. Well, congrats on that. I mean, that is a big deal. Ryan. And okay, so where's a lot of stuff to go? I mean, so many different accolades, and you're emceeing events and sponsors, and you know, but let's get down to, I mean, I guess business, right? Which is the argument for the podcast. Listen, I talk about it every single day. For folks that are listening to this, most likely you've seen some of my propaganda around podcasting. But for the, I mean, you were a VP or the CEO, or really for the business case, you mentioned a little bit, you know, you mentioned KPIs, but how do you look at podcasting, whether it's your own podcast or maybe another podcast for a business? How do you kind of see that? How is the content different? How does it work differently than your blog or whatever else you're going to do?
I'm actually going to piggyback off of something that you posted on LinkedIn, because yes, I am your LinkedIn stalker. And you said something very controversial. I was like, oh, Ryan Sullivan, some clickbait right here. But
I'm playing the game, like, guys.
Yeah, you are. So I saw that you said, oh, well, you and Jack were doing an interview together. He said, oh, the B2B interview show is dead. And I was like, Ryan, I disagree. My whole business is built on the B2B interview. But what you said I thought was interesting, and I definitely do agree with, is you have to have a secret sauce with that B2B interview. There's got to be a different element. There's got to be something, again, thinking of your audience, it's got to be something in for the audience. What are they going to get out of it? And so I've really leaned in hard into co-hosting, and it has changed the trajectory of everything, because co-hosting is so powerful. And if I could leave any one of your followers or your disciples here that, that like loyally follow you, Ryan, I would leave you with this tidbit, and that is, collaboration is mission critical. You have to be open-minded to collaborate not only with people in your specific industry. Like, I am very like niche into electric vehicles, right? That's my industry. That's where I live. But, you know, obviously you, Ryan, you reach a wide variety of entrepreneurs and executives. So lean into collaboration with not only like key thought leaders in your industry. I know you hate that word, Ryan, but I'm sorry. I need to put $20 in the swear jar. And then what you need to do is you need to also engage with media, because by the way, when you're a podcaster, you are also media. Have that mind shift, like immediately. You are the media when you're podcasting, but collaborate with New York Times, other blogs that are well respected in your niche. You know, for me, there are, so I'm going to give a shout out to Automotive News, very well respected, well read publication. I collaborate with the executive editor on multiple episodes. Okay. So that is what you need to pull into your show. And then with the co-hosting piece of it, it's like you're also facilitating relationship building with other people in your industry. You have no idea how valuable and important that is in the perpetual conversation we have with AI. That is irreplaceable. That is your unfair advantage in the marketplace. And I have no secrets left. Wow. Now I completely I gave you everything. There it is.
I mean, it's funny because you think about podcasting and, you know, or maybe business owners think about it and they're like, well, it's just an abyss, you know, like, what am I going to do? It's what you said. It's not worrying about the other stuff. Just focus in on, hey, is there a gap here? Right. And I say it all the time. Let's look at what we both do. Right. It's like, there's people that do what I do, right, who are huge YouTubers, right? Pat Flynn, you know, who knows, a ton of other names, right? And they teach you the 3-step guide to launching your podcast. Their YouTube video gets 700,000 views, right? I don't look at that and go, well, that's it for me, man. Sorry, can't do it, right? Like, I don't understand. The logic doesn't apply. And I'll finish that point with saying, like, I will then create something different. I'll do this. I'll talk to you, Elena, which they're not doing, right? So it's just, it's not that, it's not rocket science, but it's just not getting intimidated by the other people who it's working for, right? And you did something really special because you looked at this industry, albeit, yes, a niche and rising industry. If you're in marketing, if you're in like newspaper ads, like, okay, maybe it's like, it's not going to happen, right? But I think in almost any industry, you can find this gap. And like we mentioned, you're a 2-time podcast host, right? Like the first one was for your previous life. This one is for your current life, right? Like, so maybe it's the same thing for content, right? What I wrote down here is the classic quote, like, what got you here won't get you there, right? So sure, you may have been running this business on word of mouth, but guess what? This is the internet. It's the internet right now, right? If you sell online, you may have to make content for online, and online is video, podcast,
Which is, yes, exactly. And you know what, though? I'm sure your listeners and followers know this really well. And it's the traditional market, the traditional, especially in the B2B space, more and more, it's noise. It's being completely tuned out. And unless there is a person that you can get to know, you feel like, I have Elena in my earbuds and I know what episode that's going to come up is going to be pretty cool because the title was catchy and I read a little bit of the blurb. Like, they get to know you. And on that same note, I go to a ton of conferences. I speak at a lot of conferences. I MC, and people have come up to me in the last conference I went to, Conference of Automotive Remarketing. So many people came up to me and they were like, hey, I wanted to meet you. Like, I listened to, you know, you're in my earbuds when I'm on the treadmill. And it's like, you know, so back to your point, it's like, well, if you're not going to do it, your competitor is. You want your competitor to be in their earbuds while they're walking on the treadmill? I don't. So you have to take those steps. And yes, I don't want to gloss over the fact that it's painfully slow. Like, that's the reality of it. And that's what scares people and the time consuming aspect. But ta-da, Ryan Sullivan is here to help you strategize.
So we
you
got
can
it.
Skip all the painful hot mess that, you know, that I, you know, had to go through when I was, you know, figuring stuff out and Ryan didn't have his awesome business. So I think people get intimidated by the time element, but again, you have to think about how do you want to be remembered in your industry? Like, content and creating content is such an amazing way to have a lasting impact, not only on the people in your industry, but just in the industry itself. It's just an amazing medium. And I it's changed my life, Ryan. Like, I cannot oversimplify that part. It's absolutely changed my life. It's allowed me to go from corporate heavy. I was running a very large department at a global CX firm in automotive, able to lead that to now the founder of EVs for Everyone, which is, yes, it took me a long time to get to this point, but it's doable. And you have to, I think you said this before, Ryan, like, you got to put in the reps. Like, it's not going to come easily. And one more thing I will say about KPIs, everybody wants to look at, well, what are your download numbers? How many unique listeners do you have every month? And yes, those are valid, legitimate, like, metrics that you take a look at. And believe me, when you're first starting out, your metrics are going to be really terrible unless you work with Ryan Sullivan and he like teaches you all the stuff. I am just like singing your praises here, dude.
Elena, I literally don't even know what to say. So.
But so look at some other different KPIs so you don't go
yeah, don't let them stop you, you know? Yes.
Yes, exactly. Don't let them slow your progress. So what are some other things that you can measure? Is it helping you get an introduction to a specific company that you have an interest in? Is it helping you? It sure as heck is helping you build your personal brand, because God knows if you don't have a personal brand in 2024, I don't know what to yep. tell you. Like, I really don't know what to tell you. Oh, and by the way, if you work in corporate and you're trying to also start a podcast on your own and your corporate job is saying, I don't know, this might take, and they're not letting you build your personal brand, that is toxic.
Red flag, dog. Red flag.
That is a hot take, just, you know, from being in the trenches for many years. So anyway.
Yeah. No, but it's real.
It is
real.
This is
the present, not the past. It's not in 1987. Like, it's just, this is now. It's 2024.
No, you have to also be willing to reinvent yourself too. Mm. You have to let go of, like you said in the beginning, like, what is going to bring you to that next level. you have to continuously reinvent yourself. Now, I'm not talking about Madonna, where she does like she's
I mean,
like
you could take some notes from Madonna for sure, but
that's right. I mean, she, you know, she's pretty legit successful, but I think really it's you have to be willing to be uncomfortable and okay with being terrible at something for a while, because no one else is also cool. People are watching. People are lurking. Mm. People are just like, you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
There are so many people watching and lurking, and you just never, they are like, ooh, what's Ryan doing? What's Elena doing now? What was that? You know what I mean? And so, but you don't see that in the background. Yeah. So like my advice is hang out with people, surround yourself with people in a community that are supportive of you putting content out there. It could be a family member, a friend, a mentor, you know, someone that you look up to. It's so, it's like I said, it's mission critical right now. It really is.
I was going to add, the only piece I will add on to that about the KPIs is very real numbers here. I get more views and watch time on my LinkedIn videos than I do on my YouTube videos. And that's a W right there. Like, I'm not, it depends on what platform, obviously, you're on. But just in that case, I'm like, I could look at YouTube, be like, oh, I got 80 watch hours or 100 watch hours. Well, I got 400 minutes watched on this video. Like, the other day, right? Let's take this for example, which is me and Jack now are creating content together. Again, it's been a long time, but now Jack's on camera. And hey, he's behind the scenes. And now he's realizing, you know what? I'm going to get out there on camera too. I'm going to get out there on the mic too. And I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing, right? And we posted a clip of our podcast episode. We just were talking for 45 minutes. I'm getting people reaching out left and right. And I got this, the first clip did 5,000 views, 500 minutes watched just on LinkedIn. So you just don't know until you post it. And also on the content side too, new KPIs are going to be views on the new LinkedIn feed, which I have on my phone right now. The beta, that's coming too. This is it, Elena. This is the present. This is the future. And I mean, listen, I know we could go in the instance of time. I know we could go another hour on the podcast side of things, but you dropped bombs today. You really did.
You're really though an inspiration though, Ryan, because I love what you're doing with your business. You're not afraid to really look at what's working, what's not working, and just be real. And that's what I really admire and respect about you. So everybody go work with Ryan. I can't speak highly enough of him. And there you have it. That's where we're going to leave it today.
That's it. Elena, just let them know where they can find you, your best platform, and then the name of the podcast as well.
Well, not as cool as Ryan on LinkedIn, but you can always search me.
I love your stuff. I love cars. If you like EVs or cars, even if you don't, yeah, you're still going to like it. But I'm a
fan. I was going to say, yeah. Oh, thanks, Ryan. Yeah. So EVs for everyone. So EVs, the number for everyone.com. Check out the podcast on your favorite platform and DM me on LinkedIn. I always love to chat and connect. Any friend of Ryan's is a friend of mine.
Elena, thank you so much. You're the best. And we'll come back in another 6 months and that's it. We'll do what we do.
We'll do it again. All right, Ryan.
See you later. Peace. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.